And we're back.
And I'll tell you the truth. Ask them.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new Ike Live. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. I know we are. Man, we're drinking a little whiskey. Drinking a little Founders here. It's a good night.
That's a good beer to Four Giants.
Yes, very, very good. Beer. And we've had Vegas the Hammer on, Estella, Justin Lucas, Bobby Lane. Can it get any better? Brian, I think it can.
It can.
It can get better.
Let's
real quick, before we get into this next segment, let me remind you, if you're hanging in there with us, if you're watching on Facebook still,
and you're not in Canada.
And you're not in Canada. Yeah, if you're not Canadian,
or Brazil.
This is your last chance. Like and share the Facebook feed. Like and share the Facebook feed. If you do that, you're entered in a chance to win this bag. Vegas and Hammer said it. 21 pounds of Ike Live sponsored product, dude. Heavy, heavy bag. Loaded with stuff from all the sponsors. There's an MTB in there. I see hats. I see gift cards, shirts. It's awesome. You want it. So like and share the feed. Entered a chance to win that bag. Brian, what do we got coming up here? We got, Power Bay Paul. Who? What's the new acronym for Power Bay
PBP,
Paul?
PBP. Cody Garbrandt's coming on.
Okay. Who?
Cody Garbrandt.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Why would you say that if that's really him?
I was just jumped on Facebook and he was fighting Dillashaw. We're waiting for PBP. There he is.
Okay. We got Paul. We got Power Bay Paul coming on here in a second. We got to get our update. If you've been watching Ike Live this season, this year, you know this is one of our favorite segments, Dave, and this is our new special correspondent, Powerbait Paul. I would call him a South Jersey icon, maybe legend. What would be the right terminology for Paul? South Jersey icon, I would say.
Klingon? What?
Icon.
Klingon.
Icon.
No, he's not a Klingon.
He's an icon of the fishing world.
He's Ferengi. Clearly Ferengi.
Of the fishing world. And
how dare you, Dave?
And we get Paul. We get Paul to give us our updates every show. So doing a great job out there on the streets of South Jersey for us, giving us a little corresponding.
PBP is ready. He's fired up.
Okay, so joining us now, you know him, you love him, the one and only Power Bay Paul on Ike Live.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
How do you like the new nickname that Brian gave you tonight, which I like. I personally like it just as much as Power Bait Paul. I like the shortened version. The
PBP, it's catchy.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Catchy.
I like it. Yeah. Now, do you drink PBRs?
No.
Okay.
Do you drink?
Actually, no, I actually don't drink.
That's all right. You don't have to, bud.
Nah.
Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is my addiction. I'm with Gerald Swindle on that. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. I've been known to drink some Mountain Dew, too. Here's the other thing about Mountain Dew. I don't know if you knew this. Dave, you know that Mountain Dew is a great cure for a fish that's bleeding in the live well. Did you know that?
No, I had no clue about that.
Yeah, so you can use peroxide. Like, if you got a fish and he's hooked in the gill or the tongue or whatever, blah, 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 and he's got a little blood coming out, peroxide works, you know. But Mountain Dew is an actual tool that a lot of tournament anglers use. So they just crack it open, you know, you kind of crank his mouth open, you pour a little bit of Mountain Dew into the area where the wound is, like a tongue injury.
The affected area.
Yeah. And whatever is in it, honestly, this shit works. I'm not kidding you. It sort of neutralizes the wound. They stop bleeding, and the fish can usually make it in the live well. Mountain Dew.
Yeah, usually probably.
Usually probably, maybe not.
Interesting.
Paul,
yeah, isn't it crazy how that works?
It is crazy.
No,
all right, first of all, Paul, how are you doing? What's going on? Everything good in life? How's things going?
How much you benching?
It's going pretty good. I'll be honest. This month, I kind of let you guys down. I kind of let myself down. Man, I had it had to be at least a 6-pounder on.
Ooh.
On a spinner. That thing shot up out of the water like a tarpon. That was the biggest bass I've ever seen jump that high.
Wow.
Bringing it close to the bank, almost had to the bank. And the hook just pops out, and back in the depth she went. Man, that was gut-wrenching.
Yeah. It's hard to lose a big one, especially when you see it, right? Like, that's even worse. Like, I've had big fish boat up where, you know, and you have them, but you never see them. And then you can kind of say to yourself, maybe it was foul hook, maybe it was pickerel, maybe it was a carp snagged or whatever. But when you see them, you're right. It's a little gut-wrenching. Now, I want to mention this. And I want to get your take on this, Paul, because you're on the streets every day here. Tell me about the spawn. what's happening with the spawn here in this part of the country? Because listen to me, I saw empties in my lake. I was out earlier in the week, and I saw empties. I didn't see any active spawners, but I saw empty beds. I saw a few posts that you made that you were mm-hmm. catching spawners a week or so ago. But now we've had these wicked cold fronts come through. What's going on with the spawn? Give us an update on the spawn.
All right. So it was about, I want to say like 2 weeks ago or something like that, because I know the bass start spawning in April. You know, I keep a close eye on the banks. You know, I love catching them off the bed. So fun watching them take the jig right off the bed. I see one. Well, the thing is, I'm walking through a zoo, and there's a river that runs inside the zoo. I'm walking through the zoo. I see this little bed. I'm like, that looks like a bass bed. I see a little bass on it. I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. Yeah. I got to get to my pond because I know what's going to happen. So after I leave, run my errands afterwards that evening or that afternoon, I get to my pond, my second favorite pond. Some of the local guys know which one I'm talking about. There it is. Bed right under the lily pads. And I was messing with this fish. And the water's dark, so I got to use a white craw, and because it's really hard to see. You know, I have green, blue, even black and blue would be hard to see. I got to use a white craw so that, you know, I see it sit on the bed. And yeah. Once I see it disappear, I know that fish has got it.
Right.
It took me a little while, but I got them. And a 3-pound, 14-ounce for my first bed fish of the year. I only got two nice bed fish of the year. And then after that, the cold front messed everything up.
Right.
And they were gone.
Right. Push them back. Left the beds,
yep.
Vacated them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, what a weird spring. Dave,
even
not just from a fishing perspective, let's take it to a gardening perspective, flower and plant perspective. Weird spring. Weird spring, dude.
Yeah, good.
Having shit bud,
Mike,
bloom.
Great way to dial it in because I never thought about that. This spring has been, like, really screwed up
it's
with it.
It's a screwed up spring,
it's hot,
dude.
It's cold, the fish are moving up, boom, they're back
they're
on
back
again.
Off.
What's it doing? It all relates. It's nature.
It is nature. Like, no, I'm serious.
I'm bagging my tropicals every night. Like, Paul's bagging his right arm. Paul, you got gloves on? What do you got on that arm?
What?
Like, put your right arm up into the camera. It looks like you're wearing it. Are they just that white?
Oh.
Yes, I'm that white, Dave.
Shit. You better
think
about
it.
Check your pulse. I don't know. I mean, they look like he was wearing, like formal white gloves.
Carrying the Stanley Cup. I got you.
And I'm the
like he was
neighbor.
In the Marine Honor Guard or something.
I'm whiter than a striped bass. I can't help it.
Sorry, Paul.
It's all right.
My eyes are bad. If I had glasses, I would know it was your skin. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
It's awesome. It has been a crazy spring, though. It really has been a crazy spring.
No, it's very cold.
Yeah.
Like, the wind's whipping. That's the problem.
It's
dropping down to 37,
yeah.
38. Now, that's an issue.
That's another thing, man. I can't bed fish if I can't see the freaking beds, and this wind is constant every time I'm able to get out there. You know, it's like there might be, like, short bursts from, like, a half hour, maybe an hour if I'm lucky, where there's, like, the wind's not too bad, but it doesn't stay. The wind is constant every time I'm out there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of wind. Any update, Paul, for our trout guys, multi-species guys listening and watching? Any update on trout since the stocking this year? Give us a little update.
I don't really mess with the trout. I got a couple of rainbow trout mag drafts to toss around at that one lake I met you at.
Yeah.
But, man, every time I've been there, there's been trout guys with buckets elbow to elbow all along that bank. You know.
And they're catching
so,
them, filling the buckets up.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, I know my buddy, him and his dad actually filled up a limit, so they both got limited out.
Okay.
But actually, I haven't really messed with the trout, but the crappie bite's been picking up. I got a nice 14-inch slab this week and a white crappie on a Berkeley power worm. So,
ooh, nice.
Crappie are starting to bite pretty good.
Paul, G'd it?
No, it was only once I let it go. I didn't have much time to, you know, to fish after I had other stuff to do.
Crappie
but
are pretty
that was
brutal.
That was a nice eating size fish. I thought it was a bass at first.
Yeah, but I've been talking to a biologist. They're pretty brutal on these small lakes. They compete hard with the bass for resources.
Really?
Eat the crappie.
Who was saying that?
This fisheries biologist down in Georgia. They don't have yellow perch or pickerel, so I don't know where crappie falls in the hierarchy, but across, he's like, you know, if you're trying to raise trophy bass.
Right.
And that's where his head's at, right?
Get
it's not
rid,
like...
Get rid of the crappie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, drain the lake and get rid of the crappie.
Wow.
Because they're that,
yeah,
that
I know,
prolific.
I know who you're talking about, Brian. Man, yeah. He would absolutely hate pickerel if there was pickerel down south. Because pickerel... They're really the biggest competition for bass.
Crappie makes sense, dude. Crappie hit crankbait. They hit jerkbaits. They'll hit a spinnerbait. They hit all the moving shadbaits.
Yeah. So, without diverting too much into this, but yeah, bluegill. Straight up bluegill, not like red ear, not pumpkin seed.
Yeah.
Straight up bluegill is the deal because they spawn multiple times.
Right.
Like in some places monthly.
Wow.
Whereas the rest of the species is like one and done. The bluegill are pumping the lake full of food for the bass to chew on.
Did you say bluegill?
Bluegill.
Did you just say bluegill?
Bluegill.
Yeah. I just learned two nuggets from you talking to this guy.
Dang.
Yeah. Nuggets.
I've been know some stuff.
Nuggets. All right, Paul, give us the prediction here. We've got, I looked at the weather.
One last thing.
Oh, yeah.
When they put crappie in Barrington Rod and Reel's little tiny pond, destroyed it.
Really?
Yeah, shout out to Keith Cowan and his crappie.
That's because Keith's peeing in there with a case of beer every night with ammonia.
He's pooping in the lake like
he's
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard in the lake. And
he's Amber Heard at the lake.
Freaking poop floating in the lake. That ain't no good for the bass.
Throwing discarded chicken wings in there.
Drinking his Miller Lite.
Chicken wing bones in the cans.
Right in the lake.
Right in the drink.
Wiping his ass and putting it right in the lake. Paul, I looked
Keith
at the
Cowan,
weather.
Everybody.
Upcoming this week. Looks like we're getting some 70-degree days. Looks like it's going to stabilize a little. For guys watching that want to fish locally coming up this week and the weeks to come, give a little prediction. What's going to happen? Give us some lure choices for the coming week.
I'd say a girl green pumpkin jig, black and blue jig. You know, I'm sure your gillies are going to come into play very soon.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And spinnerbaits. I just got a 4-pounder not too long ago on a chartreuse spinnerbait. So, you know, they're going to be feeding up before they start guarding those beds, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they got to eat. They're definitely
getting more active.
Yeah, there's definitely a period of feeding before they have to nest. So I'd agree with that. Paul, appreciate you checking in with us. You got anything else before we let you go? You got anything you want to give a shout-out to anybody? Shout-out to any sponsors, any baits? What do you got?
Sponsors. Oh man. Shout out to Berkeley for getting me some nice fish. That's for sure. Berkeley.
You
know, Strike King, I really like their spinner baits and jigs. So
what jig you throwing?
The Bitsy Bug, 1/8 ounce, black and blue, and green pumpkin.
South Jersey special.
Yeah.
What are you putting on there as a trailer though? That's been my shit for 20 years, but what are you putting on there as a trailer?
All right. So for the black and blue, I've been tearing them up this year on the Chigger Crawl, the Labatt color. It's like a really vivid blue.
On a Bitsy Bug? On an 1/8 ounce Bitsy Bug?
Yeah, the 3-inch, right?
Yeah, the 1/8 ounce. Yeah, the 3-inch Chigger Crawl. Yeah.
I've been using the tiniest pack. I've been using the tiniest Packer Crawl since Packer Crawls have been around.
Yeah, the tiny Packer Crawl.
And I cut the skirt back to the hook. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Right on.
I like it.
Is that it, Paul?
Yeah. Jake, what do you got?
I got one more.
Yeah.
Trigger.
Where's the new Jurassic movie going to rank compared to the others?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know me. I'm a big Jurassic Park fan. Love dinosaurs even before I got into fishing. I'm going to say probably it looks really good. They got the cast from Jurassic Park back, so the original trio, Grant, Malcolm, and Sattler. So probably number 2 right after Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
Man. So, Paul, I'm going to take you deep in the weeds on dinosaurs.
Yes!
This is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Same.
Have we been lied to about dinosaurs all along, about some of them being reptiles and they're all birds?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Paul?
Paul? I don't know. Paul? I don't think so. I mean,
Paul?
Scientists these days are coming out with all kinds of crazy theories. Like, there's this one guy that was saying, listen to this. There's this one guy that was saying the T-Rex was actually 3 different species because they found some with like different bone structures, more teeth than other skeletons had. But then I think about this, think about it. They might have been found in different areas. So they might have adapted to those areas and they're not going to be exactly the same, just like largemouth bass.
Right, just like people.
The largemouth bass you catch in Florida, they're not going to be built the same. They're not going to be the same size as the largemouth bass we catch here in New Jersey. They're going to be bigger. They're longer, bigger heads. Same thing could be with the dinosaurs. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like people. We're all the same, but we got different, you know, skin tones.
A lot of these scientists, they're coming out with all kinds of crazy stuff these days.
Paul's fair skin.
That's next level.
For the night shift.
Dave, would you agree with this?
I just think we've been, and again, I don't want to drown you guys in the middle side of the pool, but we have been lied to about just about everything we've ever been taught.
You think so?
Yes. Not wrong there.
Even that? Even like history? Like
about
science
dinosaurs?
And history? Yeah. The past?
Give me something specific.
Triceratops.
I don't know. the way the dinosaurs got extinct?
I got one. Did quicksand ever actually really exist? Was there ever actually, other than in Hollywood, was there ever actually really quicksand?
Nothing that will absorb you beyond your head. Like, you might sink a little.
Because, I mean, we grew up with quicksand.
We grew up, you worry about where you stepped.
Yeah.
You were going to get sucked in.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul, it's a little before your time, but quicksand was a concern back when we grew up.
How about stop, drop, and roll? How many times did you think you were catching on fire?
I nearly set on fire about a half dozen times.
Anybody in this room?
Nah, I lost my eyebrows one time, dude, messing around.
Quicksand.
Yeah, we didn't have the internet, Jake. We used actual fire.
AIDS.
AIDS.
AIDS,
sure.
Nuclear war, quicksand.
But nuclear war is back again.
Being caught on fire.
There's a new AIDS. Again. There's a new AIDS out.
Oh, man.
You know, plastic masks and whatnot, or a cloth mask protecting you from COVID. Yeah, okay.
That's right. I'm glad to hear you're not a mask hole.
No, not at all.
Mask holes?
I got to show off my nice beard here, man. I can't cover that.
Yeah, you have a built-in mask.
It's very flaming. I like it, man. Very, very, very authentic. Hey. What are you, Scottish?
You got it.
Ah!
Everybody says I'm Irish. I'm like, I'm Scottish. You're like, what's the difference? I'm like, different parts of Britain.
Yeah, but you understand, the redheaded Irish are just offspring of the raped Scottish. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
What?
All right, hold on. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
The Irish are just pillaged Scots is all they are, man. The red hair, it came from Scotland.
Oh, Dave, are you rewriting history here?
So where are you fishing tomorrow, Paul?
Wherever Dave is not.
What?
Jeez. Well, I don't have any SPF 900 for you anyway, so what are you talking about, dude?
Well, same team, guys, same team.
Dave, I love being on when you're on here.
I'm not fishing tomorrow anyway, dude, for next week, so don't worry about me.
Dave's not fishing for the next 5 years, so you don't have to worry about
Dave. I won't
be
anywhere you're
going to be. I believe it.
He's building a kayak shelter for kayaks that'll never get used.
I have to protect them. They have to be protected.
It's a kayak bomb shelter.
I got to protect my kayak. I have to protect my kayaks from the deep state. Deep state's after them.
Oh, my God.
It's all for resale value.
The kayaks are going to go into extinction like the dinosaurs.
It's really so, honestly, like, Jake, the way my garage is set up, I have the door open, and I'm sitting watching – gaming like this on my game screen.
AFK.
They're off to my peripheral. And when
the kayaks
are
on your peripheral?
No, when they're under that tarp, it just makes my stomach turn. So I have to build something applicable to what my Model T garage looks like and the rest of my yard looks like so that they don't bother me while I'm gaming. That's the truth. All right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, the kayaks.
I articulated it clearly.
They're calling.
So what part about your kayaks with tarps on them turns your stomach? The visual?
The tarp.
The visual.
The 2x4 painted black stand that I have them on.
You even painted it black and it turns.
It has to go to a driftwood.
Yeah, the other thing is the tarp is an unreliable cover for a kayak.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's the aesthetics.
It's the aesthetics.
It's the aesthetics?
It's gross, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I have to be able to, like, take an L during Call of Duty and look to my left and be like, all right, let me get back in this next game.
You'd be in the gulag.
I just got a new game, Elden Ring. Oh, it's amazing, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Very hard bosses at the end of every level. Very hard.
Okay.
All right. That's speaking of hard bosses, we got one coming up.
Yeah. All right, Paul, thank you for checking in with us. Thank you for the update on what's going on and wish you a lot of luck. Until the next show, we're going to get another update. Hope you rehook one that's 6 or 7 pounds and land it this time.
Oh, I hope so, man.
I'm a fan.
Keep an eye on Instagram and Fishbrain.
There you go. Power Bait Paul, everybody. Give him a follow. Power Bait Paul.
I'm a fan, Paul. I wasn't being mean. I'm just, that's how I roll.
That's how we are.
PPP.
I know how you roll now.
I'm sorry, Paul.
All right, PPP, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
See you next month. Paul, our weekly correspondent monthly.
Yes. he's our weekly correspondent monthly. Not even monthly, like bi-monthly.
Yes. So let's roll right into the next one here.
Okay.
I happened to catch this guy on a kayak podcast the other night.
Oh.
Ryan Lamberts and Jeff Mallory. Sorry, dude. Their podcast. And they got this guy that he fished the Hobie BOS on Eufaula.
Yeah.
And he actually is a travel buddy of my buddy, Joey Randall.
Okay.
I think you might have met Joey.
Yeah.
So this is Jeremy. Jeremy had a little incident at the boat ramp at this event, and he would like to articulate that for all of us here.
I want to hear about this.
Yes.
I already like Joey.
Okay.
Jeremy.
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 Welcome to Ike Live. How you doing tonight?
Thank you, sir. It's nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Thanks for coming on. Your beard is lovely and luscious. I'm very envious of the beard.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've been growing a very long time.
Looks good. Looks good. I miss mine. I had a nice little growth going, and then I shaved it, and now I had to start over again.
That's so. Full Northman, dude.
Yeah, that looks good, man.
Legit.
I love it.
Before we get into it, by the way, Jeremy, I believe, is a gamer, too. What's your game of choice, dude?
I play 2K22. I'm a basketball gamer.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, I never would have guessed that.
Very cool.
We're going right back to fishing. Yeah,
he is AFK
right
now.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we want to hear about this incident. So you were fishing. Give us the background first. Fishing a professional kayak event, the Hobie BOS
BOS.
Eufaula. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What happened?
So I get in Monday, like get in my room, stay the night. I get up Tuesday morning, get up, and I basically go practice fishing all day, trying to never been to Eufaula, so I'm trying to figure the lake out. You know, I'm not a very highly experienced fisherman, so I'm kind of learning all this fishing and kayaking all at the same time. So I'm out learning my thing, you know, and the winds pick up pretty substantially on Eufaula towards the afternoons every day, it seems like. I mean, I don't know what it is, but while we were there, that's how it seemed to be.
Yeah.
So I start making my way back to the boat ramp, and as I get to the boat ramp, the wind has picked up pretty intensely. So I'm rocking, and everything's banking and beating, and something just slams into my kayak, and I'm waiting my turn to get out of the boat ramp. I'm trying to get onto the boat dock because the waves are crashing so hard. The wake is horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get my kayak up, and something just like slams into my kayak, like slams, not like a bump. And I'm like, what the hell? So as I turn around, and excuse my language, but I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah,
man.
The guy basically
looks me in my face and says, "Hey, buddy, you need to get that fucking thing out of the water."
Whoa.
Now,
hey, hold on. Is he in a kayak or is he in a boat? Is he in a kayak?
Yeah, he's
or a
in
boat?
A Phoenix. He's in a big Phoenix. No, he's in a big $80,000 brand new wrap Phoenix.
Huh.
Him and there's two of them in the boat. So there's another kayak. There's a big boat tournament going on as well.
Okay.
So I'm not saying he was with those guys because I don't know. I'm only assuming that that's what he was doing as well.
Yeah.
But it was just me and him at the boat ramp, and you know, all he had to do was give me 5 minutes. You know,
right.
Just give me a minute to get out of my kayak. I got a trailer. It don't take me long to get my kayak out of the water.
Right.
But he basically tells me to get my fucking kayak out of the water, and I'm not a patient man. I'm a irate individual. I'm irate. And when he did this, I felt this was very intentional.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of money in my kayak. Like I got a Hobie PA 14.
Oh yeah.
I got a Solix 10 Vega Live.
Oh, yeah.
I got everything on my kayak.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're trying to stink my shit. So I politely told him I would climb on his boat and beat his fucking teeth out. he gasses the boat, gets away from me, and we're arguing. And I'm threatening him. I really am, because now you've threatened me. I feel like
right.
You've threatened my life. So now I'm fixing to return the favor. So I told him, I said, if you land that boat and you get on this land, I'm going to beat your ass. And I've been into it with a few other brothers before, and it's never actually gotten physical. So while I'm assuming while we were arguing, there were a lot of older people out there bank fishing. So I'm assuming they had already called the police.
Yeah.
Because I get on land, I kayak up. I just jump off my kayak. I get it tied to the dock, and I'm gone. I'm up on the land waiting on this guy. And he knocks his boat. And I'm thinking, oh, yes, finally, I'm going to beat your ass. And I give him a good shove, and he's a good – I don't know if you can tell from me sitting down, but I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", 245 pounds. Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
So he's a pretty good size fella, 6'2", about my size, my age. I mean, he's not a young kid. This is a grown-ass man,
yeah.
Like me. So I push – and he swings this stupid-ass – Alabama haymaker. It was so slow. I was like, and he was swinging. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I'm finna kick your ass, dude. This is not. So when he swings, I hit him like two times. I hit him real quick, like with a two-piece jab is what I'd hit him with. And he drops his head on me and starts doing his windmill shit like this. He catches me, busts my nose up pretty good. I'm bleeding. So I just start barraging him with punches, and I just start hitting him and he finally, he balls up like old Alabama turtle. I got him on the ground, and the police roll up. Nobody had called the cops, because here comes the police in the middle of the fight. So they didn't have enough time to get there, because this is happening really quick, man. Like, this is not it's not like no big UFC 5-round fight. This is really fast happening.
Right,
the cops pull up.
Right.
They pull their tasers out on me, make me put my hands behind my back, put me in handcuffs, and I'm wigging out. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? This dude hit me with a boat, and you're putting me in handcuffs? I'm going to jail. And I'm really lucky that all those people were, those older people were there bank fishing, because they started screaming, no, 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 what are you doing? You know, this guy was in a kayak, and he hits him with a boat. So the cop takes the handcuffs off me immediately. He's like, okay, Mr. Hughes, please calm down. You know, well, first he asked me my name, and I told him, you know, Jeremy Hughes. He's like, okay, Mr. Hughes, take a deep breath, calm down, tell me what happened. So I tell him what happens, and he looks at that dude, turns around, looks at me, and he said, do you want to press charges, man? And that dude in that boat is like, well, what do you mean press charges? And he said, you know what vehicular assault is, right?
Oh, yeah.
He said, it is no different than if you was to hit a guy on his bicycle
right. With
your car.
Right.
He said, he said, this is a felony assault, man.
Yeah.
And the dude starts stammering and, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Hey, David, if you're watching this, please never put you follow back on the map. I'm probably never going back to Alabama. There was no need for me to press charges on this guy, because I'm not going back.
Yeah.
I just told him, you know, I told the cop basically, I said, he got to ask, well, because his buddy the whole time wouldn't even help him, man.
Like,
when he hit my boat, when I look back, his buddy had his head down and was shaking his head. his buddy knew, you know, he was in the wrong, man. He should have never did that, man. And I respect buttons. I, you know, like if I see, especially a guy in a rat boat, I'm not going to cut you off, man, because I don't know what you're fishing for. The same as you don't know what I'm fishing for.
Yeah.
So I'm going to respect what you're doing. Just, you know, I kind of like to respect back, you know, just because my boat don't cost 80 grand doesn't mean it's not worth anything to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a very extreme situation. I hope it never happens again, because I'm a 45-year-old man. I'm really not into the physical. I'm feeling it, man. I don't know if you can tell on here, but my
head is, that's broke.
I got what they call a boxer's. I think I have a boxer's break.
You broke it.
Yeah. Man, what a story.
Hey, if you could go back in time, what would you do to avoid getting clipped in the nose? What could you have done differently?
I don't know, man, because he was swinging pretty quick with them haymakers, man. When he dropped his head, he came at me pretty fast. I don't know if I could have avoided getting hit in the nose. He was he was dead determined to get me. So he got me pretty good. I'm not Mike Tyson, so there ain't much bobbing and weaving in me.
Line is drawn.
Oh, dude, it's a great story. It brings up two points I want to hit real quick. The one is Hobie BOS events are fucking awesome. Like, why doesn't this happen in elite events? That's what an amazing story.
Well, it did. They just, like, tickled fight each other off the boat into the goddamn drink.
Right. They tickle fight instead of real fight. The second point is, you bring up a great point, and I got to see this from both perspectives, right? So I big boat fished for a lot of years, and then I got into the kayak thing about 3 or 4 years ago. And here's the thing, dude, there is a lot of disrespect from big boat fishermen to kayak.
Because they block up the ramps?
Smaller boat anchors. Not because they block up the ramps.
They got to learn how to get them fucking things on the trucks quicker.
But I don't lock up the ramp, man. I got a trailer. So yeah, no, my PA-14, I get all my stuff into the boat ready lane, and I'm in the water, and I'm out of the boat ramp. And you can count it down, man. I'm 3 minutes in and out, man.
My man.
You know most kayak dudes are a pain in the ass at the boat ramp. A lot of them are.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
you
the
don't even
boat
ever beat the boat ramp, number one. Why are you even taking up the ramp? Get off the ramp. Load your shit on the side.
I agree. But that's a two-way street. So, because you see big boaters, they'll back down, and then all of a sudden, they're unstrapping their boat in the boat ramp.
Well, they suck.
I get it.
On the boat. It's a two-way street. Both True. Sides do it. It's a lot of – it's like Mike said, it's disrespect on both sides, man. I mean, you know – We're all doing this together, so True. We're gonna have to. We got to share these lakes. I mean, that's the only thing there is. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not gonna buy a big boat because I absolutely love being in my kayak.
Agreed.
I would not change.
Yeah.
I fished a big boat tournament last night with one of my good friends, and the whole time we were on the boat, both of us was like, "I wish I was in my Hobie, man. Yeah. I really wish I was in my Hobie."
I think there's
I'm team big boat on the boat ramp. I don't care.
I think there's a general disrespect, though.
True.
From when someone has a big boat to a small vessel, whether it's a kayak.
Well, that guy had short.
That guy usually wears his license on the back of his hat.
Probably does.
If he's
from the Northeast,
that dude was a douchebag. Jeremy, thank you for beating his ass. He was a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
But
he was a douchebag. He deserved what he got.
Jeremy, what was it about? What was it that you were missing? Like you said, you were on a big boat fishing tournament last night. What were you longing for?
The closeness of the water. I don't know. I feel closer to the water. I feel like you fish slower.
I'd agree with that.
You work stuff harder. You know, you don't hit a dock one time and then you're bam to the next dock. You're in the kayak. You hit the left side of the dock. You hit the back side of the dock. You hit the front side. You hit the right side, and then you bam, you're on to the next one. Just in big boats, man. I every guys I fish with is bam, let's hit this dock once, boom, let's on to the next dock. We on to the next dock. So it's just a slower pace fishing I like. So it's just I feel closer to the water.
I'm with you, man.
I'm not gonna lie, man. The closeness of the guys in the kayak world is a whole different world than the guys in the big boats, man.
It is different.
The group I fish with, Queen City Bass Fishing, man, is grassroots, man. It's the greatest trail on the planet, man.
It really is, man. Yeah, you got a Goomba running that from Jersey.
Yeah, we sure do. He's a good one, though. He's a transplant now, buddy. We changed him out.
He's a transplant.
Transplant Goomba.
What's his name? Shout him out.
Vinny Ferrari? Yeah,
Vinny!
He's a good one, man.
Yo, Vin.
Yo, Vin from North Carolina.
One of the best directors on the planet, man.
Yo, Vin.
Great guy, dude. They run a great trail, man. They really do.
All right.
Here's the difference, Mike, real quick. Pro anglers are the guys that walk into practice entitled. Kayak anglers are the ones that carry the pads in the water into the practice. That's the difference, man.
That's true.
Seriously.
That's a good analogy. Jake, I don't know if you got any comments coming through, but I just checked Facebook, and we have a comment coming through from Facebook from Rodney King, and it says, "Can't we all just get along?"
Jesus Christ, Mike.
What?
We did not go to school with Rodney King.
Okay.
I knew Rodney.
You didn't know Rodney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rodney Jenkins. He was pretty fast.
Rodney Jenkins?
Yeah, Rodney. I don't know about Rodney King. I think Rodney Jenkins. I play football with him.
All right. Let me ask you this. Are you going to fish another Hobie BOS event this year?
I'm fishing every Hobie BOS this year but Broken Boat.
Hell yeah.
I'm already signed up for Chick. I'm already signed up for the Susk. I'm going back to the Coosa. I'm going to New Hampshire. I'm already signed up for New Hampshire. I'm dedicated this year to try to do as many of them as possible.
Good well, look, you. I'm fishing Good a sus too, but if I accidentally bump into you, I'm not coming with haymakers. I'm coming straight down. I'm coming straight down the pipe.
As long as you're
all right.
Tagging, it'll be all right.
I'm North South, man. I don't do the haymaker stuff. I have bad shoulders.
That's all. Well, I hope to run into you. I'll be fishing the Susquehanna as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. I keep up with you, Mike. And I'm ready to compete against you. I'll be looking for you.
I'll fish in New Hampshire. I look forward
What's
to
in New Hampshire?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Longmouth.
Oh, God. Yeah. You get killed out there.
Yeah, it's going to be. It is going to be. Winnipesaukee.
That's from like a John Candy movie, isn't it?
No, it is. Yeah. No, it's not John Candy. It was Bill Murray, and it was with Richard Dreyfuss, where he was the shrink.
What?
And Bill Murray was the crazy guy that stalked him to his vacation house up on Winnipesaukee. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Wait, what was that movie called?
Ghostbusters.
No.
No. Get the fuck out of here.
Good job. No, but it was great. It was a classic movie. What about Bob? Thank you, Brian. Great movie.
Shout out for me.
Amazing.
Shout out to Brian.
Oh, send me a nightclub gift bag in Canada.
Yeah. A recent Bill Murray movie you might want to watch, guy over here.
Guy, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy. St. Vincent.
St. Vincent.
Bill Murray movie, St. Vincent.
Never heard
amazing,
of it.
Amazing, dude.
Really?
Is that on Stars?
It's on something. I have them all, so I don't know. I mean, I have every single channel, so I don't know.
Here's the thing about Winnipesaukee, though, and seriously, that tournament is the – I want to say – let me get this correct. Like, it's the last weekend, full weekend of June.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
It's worse than a pack on
it's
any time
It's pretty
of the
bad,
year.
And I've fished on that lake a few times. Dudes don't give a shit. There's donzies.
Oh,
there's
my
power
God.
Boats.
There's nowhere
Jeremy,
to hide.
Jeremy, maybe don't go that.
Yeah,
that
no, Jeremy, just put, for sure
– Tape up.
Tape up.
Tape your knuckles, cuz.
Fly the flag. Put your fucking Hobie flag up, because those dudes, it's going to be busy on a Saturday and Sunday.
Get your mouthpiece, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going down, cuz.
I've learned to stay in the backwaters a little bit. I know how much to get out there deep, though, to find out.
There are none up there, buddy. You're going to be in general population no matter what.
Yeah.
All right? Get your shiv sharp.
Run a GoPro.
Yeah, run a GoPro.
Get you some evidence, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to get me one. That is my next project
you
now.
Conceal it in that beard. Nobody even know. Be a body cam in your beard, dude.
Body cam in the beard. That'd be great. That would have been great to have that whole fight on camera.
I know.
I wouldn't fight him. Look at him.
I'm not
somebody,
either.
Somebody that I didn't. We were in such a small town. I didn't see any cameras on the cops. I'm not saying they didn't, but unfortunately, me and him were the only boats there. And everybody else were older people. We're talking 50, 60 years old,
right.
Bank 50. 50. So the first thing on their mind is not, you know, World Star. You know what I mean? That's not the first thing on their mind. So
yeah,
I'm hoping somebody did. Like Ryan Lambert put out a $500 reward. he was paying $500. So it's out there. He said the reward is real. So,
Jeremy,
you video it, if you were there and you videoed it, make $500. Ryan Lambert wants
a $500 reward for what? His fight?
If somebody's got footage.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to. I wouldn't pay. I'd pay a dollar or two. I ain't got that kind of money.
But that's where I saw. That's where I saw.
That's amazing.
Jeremy on Lambert's podcast.
But who starts a fight with a 6'3", 240-pound guy?
That somebody who's 6'3", 245 pounds.
I wouldn't start a fight with somebody my size.
He had a terrible day on the water. He's tiny little penis.
I really
and
don't
he wanted
think
to fight.
He thought I was as big as I am in that kayak.
There it is. Yeah.
And once he got on land with me, it was too late then. I mean, you done got out like a badass in front of your boyfriend. You got a cowboy up or getting a truck now. You know what I mean? So you ain't got no choice now, so
I would have to figure out a negotiation tactic.
Well, hold on, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
I didn't mean to bump your kayak, sir.
Do you like square bills? Have this box of square bills.
I got this really rare pack of straight tail Berkeley worms. Black and chartel.
Black chartel.
Hey now.
Original power bait scent. Not the new stuff, the original.
With the flat bottom. Why don't they do that no more?
Yeah,
right?
flat bottom was key on
but
that.
But you got that kind of connect. Why don't you even say nothing?
Dude, there's some things I can leverage and lobby for. There's other things that's just I don't have any control. You know how many times I fought that fight with that bait and 20 other baits?
You're like an elephant Santa shop.
Oh, they
you got no
they
say.
Don't want to hear it. They ain't listening to me.
He got a ghillie, no straight tail worms.
None.
Exactly.
That ghillie's dope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That shit's legit. Jeremy, get yourself a ghillie.
Yeah, Jeremy, thank you for coming on and telling that story.
Yes, sir.
Honestly,
appreciate you having me on here.
Yes, that was
It was good.
I don't want to disrespect Bobby Lane
no,
or
Justin.
Vegas or Justin or anybody. So. That was the best story I heard tonight. Without a doubt, that was the best story I heard tonight. So
yeah, no, appreciate it. My man brings a good story.
Glad I could share it with you, man. I'm really, 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 really glad I got to meet you, man. That is a privilege, Mike. It truly is, man.
It's good to meet you.
You're a great fisherman, man, and you are one of my heroes, man. I look up to you a lot. I watch a lot of your videos, and I watch a lot of your fishing, man. So I appreciate everything you do for the industry, man. I really do, because you are a great fisherman, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jeremy, you forgot to say, even though you're a damn Yankee.
Vinny's changed me, man. It's so hard for me to hold it against him now.
I love it.
Get some edibles.
Vinny's
and
changed
for...
me. I mean, a damn Yankee changed my mind.
Well, it'll get changed again when you go to Winnipesaukee.
Oh, yeah, you'd be ready to fight the North, trust
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're all douches.
Yeah,
up
yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah. Your kayak flag will be that rebel flag, dude. Xanax and some edibles and tape up.
That's what I have to do.
Later, bro.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you, bro.
Yes.
Good night, y'all.
Good story, man.
Thanks,
that
buddy.
Was awesome, Bry.
I would like to have seen the fight.
I know. We're working on it. Lambert's got some fucking money out there on that shit.
Old people aren't recording fights.
No, they're not.
We needed a middle-aged Karen up there is what we needed.
Karen.
Seen it from the beginning.
She's been in there for the money shot.
Well, I think that's all I got. Oh, yo, Lee Livesey.
I saw that. He's got a little bit of a lead going on to the last day.
What's his lead? What's he got?
I think it's a couple pounds, pound or two pounds.
Pound?
Yeah. Thing that scares me, I follow all that stuff, and I looked at the footage from Lee.
The footage of Soul?
And they, because the camera guys were following him. And he weighed 25-something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And caught 10-something today. And he's still leading. But the thing that scares me about his area is, dude, literally, the boats are side by – like, the boats are all – there's 40 dudes.
Yeah, them fish are gone.
Fishing in that flat that he's fishing. Now, he's going to a spot and power pulling down and never moving. So he's got some kind of, like a transition, like a high – like a route.
Dude, that's his deal.
Yep.
That's how both of his wins is power pole down,
yep.
Trolling motor out of the water.
Oh, yeah. But still, it scares me a little that all that pressure is there. Now,
agreed.
You look at the dude, Nick LeBron, who's in second. He had 15-something, 17-something.
Right, he's on the rise.
He's on the rise, and it sounds like in the blog, when I scroll through the blog, it sounds like he's like way up the river by himself.
Where is this even happening?
So
yet,
that's Ross Burnett. Now, the name, here's the story. Here's the story, Bri. Here's the story. Listen to this. This is an important
What kind
thing.
Of event is it for people that don't know?
It's a Bass Central Open.
Okay.
Gone on in Ross Burnett in Mississippi. But here's the story.
Mississippi.
You ready? Here's the story, guys. Let me make sure I get this right.
Huh.
I want to get the place right. You ready for this? Brian DeCarpenter?
What? Hit me.
Fifth place in this tournament, Alfred Williams, 30 pounds, 15 ounces. Dude, Alfred Williams is the original black angler.
I know who he is.
At the pro circuit. The original frog fisherman before any of them. You know how there's all these dudes? Shout out to the guys that are frog fishermen. Freddie Boom Boom, Ish Monroe, Cajun Baby. Dude, they're some of the best frog fishermen alive.
You forgot Rojas. He invented frogs.
Yeah, Rojas.
He was right there with Jesus when they invented frogs.
Right. But listen to me. Alfred Williams is the dude that started the whole thing. And he's a black dude that started fishing bass tournaments in, like, the late 70s.
Alabama, right?
Yeah. Like, dude, that's the story for me. Can you imagine him coming and winning this? And he's got to be in
his...
He's
old. He's in his 60s.
Got to be in his 60s, if not 70s.
Yeah.
I would love to see Alfred Williams come from behind.
I can remember him with the big trucker hat, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd love it. Brian, just keep that on your radar.
Alfred Williams is in fifth?
Alfred Williams is in fifth.
How many pounds is he out?
5 pounds.
Where is he out of, Mike?
Right there. That's his home lake.
Who?
Mississippi. Yeah, that's his home lake. But that's a great guest, Brian, just a little note. like Alfred Williams if he has the technical savvy to
yeah.
Skype in or Zoom in or whatever. But
that would be great. Dude.
He's a legend.
He's OG.
He's OG, dude. OGG.
How about it?
GGGG. Old GGG. Super OG.
You know what's crazy, dude? Never brought up the how. And Dave, I'm sure, probably doesn't know how this went down, but how Bob. Well, I didn't. It's not a shot, Dave.
It was, but go ahead.
No, it wasn't. It was just happened to come out during the whatever. How Bobby won that event.
What do you mean?
The Red Crest how it went down to the wire, bras. He caught the winning fish with what? Less than a minute.
Oh yeah.
And it's got to be a 2 pounder, right? They have a 2 pound minimum.
What was it?
It was 115 twice. You get three weight.
Yeah. It's I didn't I'm glad I actually forgot about it, but I'm glad we didn't bring it up.
Okay.
I'm glad we didn't bring it up with Bobby because
115 twice. Yeah. And the third time it meant 2 pounds.
Third time it weighed.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
You get two check measures.
Yeah.
Then it weighed.
Yeah. But right. Here's the thing. Like that's one of the things I hate about MLF and the scales and that because it all happened live and it's like. How can you hang a fish and it weighs 115? You hang him again and it weighs 115. He's losing fucking water weight the whole time.
And he goes one.
And then he hangs him and goes 2 pounds. To me, it shows the inaccuracy of that system. I'm not saying tournament
scales. Who did he beat?
Luke Clawson was second.
Clawson.
I don't know him. I like Bobby better.
Yeah, I know. I like Bobby. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy Bobby won. Yeah. I just that whole scale thing is
that's wild.
Not a great science.
Luke's got to be his asshole's got to be sucking the seat right now, dude.
Dude, it's a $250,000 difference.
It's a great way to put it, Dave.
$250,000.
I don't think Luke was in the number one spot when that happened, though.
No,
because he caught that fish even.
He caught a big one at the very end too.
Very very end.
Yeah. It was exciting. There it is. Pretty exciting.
I heard it was super exciting. I didn't catch it. I've been working a lot. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Yo, Jeremy was awesome, right?
Jeremy was awesome. That was good. That was a good get, man.
Yeah.
Let's end this one.
Let's end it.
Okay. Jake, let's do it for everyone that's hung in there.
If you're not in Canada. And Dave's got one more name for Jake tonight. He's going to close it out with.
Okay. All right. Dave, you're going to close Jake with a new nickname tonight before we go?
After this.
Okay. Jake, give us a winner for the Ike Live Like and Share Facebook contest. Our winner tonight is?
Jerry Hodge.
Jerry Hodge?
Is Jerry Hodge American?
He might be. He is.
From the U.S., hopefully.
He lives in the Americas.
Congratulations.
Listen, by the way, I love the Canadians, except for that one guy.
Jerry, if you send your information through... We won't post it. Send your info through, and we will get this Ike Live gift bag to you in the mail. Want to thank all our guests tonight. Bobby Lane. We had Vegas the Hammer.
Vegas.
Had Stella. We had Justin Lucas on. We had Jeremy on. Thank you,
PBP.
Guys. Yes, Power Bay Paul. Thank you, guys, for coming on the show. Want to thank our in-studio guest, Dave Brodzik, Jake the Snake, Brian DeCarpenter.
Woo!
Thank you, guys. It's a great show tonight. I want to thank everybody for watching. All right, before we sign out, new name for Jake tonight, Dave, is?
Rosas Casper? I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Casper Jake? I don't know.
But what was the first thing you said?
La Rosas?
Chalk team.
La Rosas?
La Rosas Casper?
La Rosas Casper.
Jake the Ghost.
Okay,
I don't know, man.
So what, are you Scottish? You got some scotch.
German.
That was Spanish.
You are German.
That was German.
And Irish.
German.
Is it true?
Yeah, you're definitely German. How's Big Dave?
Yake?
Working.
Not right now.
Fishing, working.
He's sleeping.
What a great way to finish the show.
He's working and fishing now.
He texted me, said, yo, it's 8:08. I said, yo, it's Brian's fault. I mean, that's what
blah, blah, blah. Typical Hodge. You're late. Yeah, what are you doing? You're sitting on the couch getting ready for your nap.
Fashionably late.
Dave Haas.
Fashionably late. All right. Want to thank everybody for watching. Show. Hope you had a good time tonight. Yeah. We will see you in the next show. Brian, when is that?
How the hell do I know, dude? It's your decision.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. We will see you in Juneteenth.
You tell me, boss.
Okay.
You the boss, boss.
Right. I hope you have a good one. Good night, everybody. Bye.
$300,000 fish.
Well, hurry up and get to go sit down, bud. That 2-minute penalty is going to kill him.
That was 2 pounds?
No way.
2 pounds on the wow. Wow.
That's nuts. That wasn't a penalty. They called it a slight touch, not a full touch.
Yeah, if the tail just graces it, they let it go.
A slight touch. I'll let my wife know that.
Not a penalty for a slight touch.
As fast as you can, Mr. Ghost. Oh, my God. That could be a $300,000 fish right there. It has to be, right? Unless Wheeler or DC pulls.
Man, I'm going.
Okay, here's Clausen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it a 5-pounder? It needs to be a 4.5. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say about 31.
That's kind of exciting when you hear the crowd watching it.
This is great. This is great television.
Oh, it didn't zero. 4-2? Well, he takes the lead, doesn't he? No, he doesn't.
Come on now. The scale's not – you got to reset the scale.
Come on, Grandpa. Get your shit together.
The other thing we don't know is, like, this could be, like, 3 minutes in the past, so he may have more time than –
Someone needs to put that freaking scale master in a penalty box.
Shit!
4-2.
Under 2 minutes left.
That doesn't quite get him there. He's in second now, right?
That's a big payday. I mean, that moves him up thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's like $50,000. So.
This is insane. Now, this is drama, man.
What if this is all pre-recorded drama and this is not them actually?